I have Supervisor Esposito, who is the Vice Chair. I have Supervisor Hallman, Supervisor Decker, and Supervisor Underhill. Our staff tonight is April Webb and Andy Euler. Our Supervisor Kohlmeyer is running late. Supervisor Gable is excused, and our two youth in governance, I'm going to guess, are excused. So tonight we have on our agenda item number 4, public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, North Beach LLC, P.O. Box 1006, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181, owner Michael Partridge, 918 South School Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, 60056, agent, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan for commercial to, from commercial to medium density residential on tax parcel number 95-4-119-074-0972, located in the southeast one quarter of section 7, town of Wheatland. For informational purposes, it's the southwest and northeast sides of County Trunk Highway F, approximately 0.18 miles southeast of 399th Avenue. Andy?
This, for the record, the item was published on March 9th, 2012. This is a comprehensive plan amendment, so it requires a 30-day public notice.
Is there anyone here for this petition? Could you come forward, please, to the table up here by the microphone? You'll need to talk real close into the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and tell us what you would like, please.
I'm Mike Partridge, 918 South School Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois. I've been second in Powers Lake for 20 years, and I bought the pit stop property, which is what this is. We're trying to get the comp plan in line with your map. We're going to change it from a bar and a bunch of rental cabins to three lakefront lots. This is our hope. And Andy can probably explain it better, I think, but that's just getting the comp plan in line, I think. And then the next item on the agenda is my brother's home, which is next door to me. My home is just to the right of the property there, and we changed from commercial to PR1 20 years ago, and for some reason the comp plan map was not, the line wasn't put in the right place, so that was a more of a housekeeping issue, I think, on the county's part to get that put in the commercial also for PR1. The property also came with some land across the street, and we want to then add that into the zone for plan change. And obviously, for the next month, for which is our issues.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? From the town.
Town Board of Wheatland met on March 5th, 2012 and approved it on a 3-0 vote.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Supervisor Hallman. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The amendment has been approved. Number 5 is our public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment. Patrick E. and Deborah L. Partridge, 1019 Oakland Drive, Barrington, Illinois, 60010. Owners, Michael Partridge, 918 South School Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, 60056. Agent, request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from commercial and park and recreational to park and recreational on tax parcel number 95-4-119-074-0981, located in the southeast one quarter of section 7, Town of Wheatland. Informational purposes, this is the southwest side of County Trunk Highway F, approximately 0.2 miles southeast of 399th Avenue. This is the one that he just spoke about, correct?
Correct. And this, again, was also published the same on March 9th, 2012, due to the fact that it's a comprehensive plan change. And as Mr. Partridge had mentioned, that while staff was working with him on the previous item, it was noticed that there was a sliver, as you can see, as outlined on the map, that's still in red, which is showing commercial, that would not be in compliance from how the property is being used. And the eastern half is park and rec, and so this is going to correct that.
Thank you. Are there any questions on this amendment? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay. Second. Okay. All right. Procedures here. Is there anyone to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Motions, please. First by Supervisor Holman, a second by Supervisor Underhill. Any questions from the committee? From the town?
At the Town of Wheatland, their town board meeting on March 5th, 2012, they approved it 3-0.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Map amendment has been approved.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Number six, Phil Carroll and Norm Brandes, 418 Cogsville Drive, Silver Lake, Wisconsin, 53170. Owner requests a rezoning from A2 General Agricultural District to B2 Community Business District and A2 General Agricultural District on tax parcel number 65-4-120-091-0241, located in the northeast one quarter of Section 9, Town of Salem. Informational purposes, this is the south side of State Highway 50, approximately 0.4 miles west of 261st Avenue. Good evening, Norm.
Good evening. Norm Brandes, 418 South Cogsville Drive. Here for this one, but tell me what you do.
Could you please tell us for the record what you were looking to do here?
Yeah, what we want to do is divide the parcel as far as to be able to put in a professional office, a veterinary clinic on the east portion of that property. And then what we are doing is a rezone to A2 on the balance of the property. We've gone through as far as planning with the planning and zoning both in the town and the county. I think that our plan is pretty much complete. We got the conditions and that stuff as far as for the CSM, as far as the buildings and different things that are going to be torn down. I don't know what else to quite say. The veterinary clinic, as far as with Stosha Vet, is what's going to be moving in there. So I'm trying to get that sale for the very soon. Mm-hmm.
Any questions from the committee?
I have a question.
Yes.
And there's nothing there now?
No.
Okay. So it'll be a new building, correct?
Correct. Well, there's an old house and an old barn.
That's going to be removed.
Yeah. The barn might lag just a little bit because we may use that for some of the construction materials and that stuff on it, but it should be within that window as far as when the CSM is complete or whatever. And if we had to take it down before then, we will.
Yeah, there's a condition on the certified survey map, which will be coming up later, that it requires the buildings to be removed within 6 months of today.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? From the town?
For note, this was published as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on March 29th and April 3rd, 2012. And at the Town of Salem, their town board met on April 9th, 2012, and the motion carried on a favorable kind of motion.
Motion from the committee?
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I have a First by Supervisor Dethker and a second by Supervisor Hallman. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. It's approved. Thank you.
Thanks, Norm.
Number seven, Shadow Hill Ranch LLC, 40937, North Rattlesnake Road, Queen Creek, Arizona, 85242, Russell Brothers LLC, 11909 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181-9752. Owners, Debbie Crawford, agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow, number one, Will Rock the Ranch on 8/11/2012, a one-day all-ages rock music event with two stages and food retail vendors. Number two, Bunny Girl Extreme Run on August 25th and 26th of 2012. Sorry. A two-day event featuring obstacle course competition and food retail vendors. Number three, Seventh Circle Haunt, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, running from October 5th through October 14th.
Is that? Yeah, the dates change. It's closer to
October. Oh, okay,
there's,
I see.
There's a calendar.
Okay, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and then October 18th through the 28th, 2012, and October 31st, a haunted house and forest with food concessions. Activities to take place on tax parcels number 60-4-119-304-04405, Shadow Hill Ranch, and part of number 60-4-119-311-0200 Russell, located in the southeast and southwest one quarter of section 30 and the northeast one quarter of section 31, Town of Randall. This is the south of 110th Street, west of Richmond Road, and north of Esch Road. Please state your name and address for the record.
Debbie Crawford, 2305 Answer Island, Phoenix.
Richard Mahat, 2305 Lance Drive, Twin Lakes. 5318.
Debbie and Richard, could you pull the mic closer to you guys? And we're trying to get this on. I hope. It's on. You just have to talk really close to it.
Straight right into it.
Yeah. Okay, please explain for the committee what you're looking to do this year.
To start out with, we're going to have the same event that we had last year, Rock Ranch. So one day music festival, and the number of bands hasn't been determined yet. It's going to be basically the same as last year. It's very successful. It's produced by Opera Entertainment. It's a 95 Little Rock event. It was not announced yet. Big announcement coming up very soon, Little Rock's 20th anniversary. And we'll have food vendors, retail vendors, and just music all day long, two stages. So,
okay.
Pretty much that's it.
And then the Muddy Girl Extreme?
For sure, that one.
I don't know if any of you were there with Warrior Dance last year. We were there. It'll be pretty much the same event. It's instead of doing 12 obstacles, we're going to build 8 obstacles on the actual Shadow Hill Ranch. It's going to be a cancer fundraiser. And it's going to be way shorter. Last year it was a 5K race. It was like a 5K, 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
With 12 obstacles, we used the Russell Brothers farm this year. We're going to try to do it all on the Shadow Hill Ranch. It will be way, way smaller. We probably try to park all the vehicles even at the Shadow Hill Ranch. We only expect maybe 5,000 or 6,000 people for that event.
Per day.
Okay. And then the Seventh Circle Haunt is just the one that you've had
every
year?
That's the Haunted Forest, what our neighbors are doing. That's exactly the same as the previous 3 or 4 years they've been doing.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee? Supervisor Underhill?
I just want to say thank you for coming early instead of waiting to the last minute announcing all this stuff. And then we're backdating everything, so I really appreciate you coming early this year, getting this out of the way. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. DPW did a great job on the proposal this year.
Thank you. There were some mistakes on there. Thanks for...
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
So it's actually called the Muddy Roads Mud Run.
Oh, Mud Run.
Yeah.
So okay. When they call me from Arizona and they're yelling at me, I said, no, it wasn't a presentation.
That's right.
They have.
Okay. Is there anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Are you for or against, sir?
Against.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Ron Redlin, R-E-D-L-I-N. I live at 1940 S Road, 1940. We've already spoken, so it's not a surprise I'm coming up here. Your map up there is different than what was sent out. So that was a concern for some of the residents. Where the mouse hand is right there, on the map you guys sent out, it showed that was being included on the conditional use permit. We had some concerns about that. We already spoke about guarantees that it's only where the purple area is. Mm-hmm. So as long as that's the only part that's being approved tonight, then I'm not against. So
okay.
That's why I said it's a strong word, because we actually, the events we like out there, and I'm one of the closest neighbors to the events, so that's here.
Okay, great.
As long as that's what's getting approved, we don't want
to. Basically, the Russell Brothers, their farm crosses over, it's one parcel number.
Correct.
So we had to just
Well, it's not a parcel number, can I coach?
It had to just be cut off with the road.
But you guys had all that. That's right. What we got from the papers, so that's, or that's sent to us, that's why we weren't sure.
Okay, great. Always happy when neighbors can work it out ahead of time and there aren't too many problems. So, any questions from the committee? From the town?
The town board of Randall met on March 22nd, 2012, and the motion carried. This item was published on March 29th and April 3rd, 2012, as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News. And then I just wanted to make you that you have seen the conditions and you're willing to sign these and abide by these conditions.
Sure.
If you can grab that and then
sign
sir.
That.
I just want... My name's Al Scope. I'm representing Swimlakes Fire Department Rescue Squad.
Oh, okay. Please state your name and address into the microphone.
Al Scope, 118 West Marine Drive, Swimlakes, Wisconsin. We're not against, we are actually for it. We just want to make sure that that it was put on the conditional use or whatever you're proving here, that it doesn't state that Twin Lakes Fire and Rescue is covering this event. And until we work something out with them, we haven't been notified. We just don't want to be held liable if somebody else covers the event and our name is on it. But until something happens that, you know, we talk to them and we want to, you know, work with them. But we don't want to be held liable if we're put on on a permit that we're covering it and somebody else is covering it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes. Was that changed on there?
Yeah, that is not a condition, but it's in their application.
Okay.
And obviously we're accepting their application. So you're clarifying, and Debbie had clarified with us that that's something that's still being worked out. And if it does change, then they'll have to inform us what the change would be if not.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it wasn't, you know, I mean, like I said, we want to work with them and hopefully get something worked out with them. But if they decide to go a different direction, which is perfectly fine with them, or with us, but we just want to make sure that we're not held.
Sure, no, I appreciate you coming here and just clarifying that.
Okay, thank you.
Do I get a copy of this?
We'll mail you one.
Yes, you did state from the town. Yes, it was on a cask and gearing vote. Motion carried.
I make a motion to approve with agreement to the conditions.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Are there any questions from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. You are approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 8, certified surveys. And we have one.
Yes, we do have one certified survey, and that's in regards to the Norm Brandis property, the item number 6. And there are conditions with that, and we would recommend approval subject to the conditions.
Okay. Any questions on the certified survey map? Do we have a motion for approval with conditions?
Motion to approve the certified survey.
With conditions. Thank you, Supervisor Hallman. I have a first. Do I have a second? I have a second by Supervisor Esposito. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. CSM is approved. Approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read them?
I make a motion to...
There's two dates. Sorry.
Yes, to approve all 25 dates.
That's a good way to do it.
March 14th, 2012, March 28th, 2012, and March 29th, 2012 minutes.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
A second.
Aaron, were you there? Aaron, were you there?
Oh, you need, I need to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. No, I don't think I was.
I have a second by Supervisor Esposito. Yay!
There we go. Is that what we did in second?
For those that were there, all in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The minutes are approved.
I don't know why you didn't.
Citizen comments. Boy, we really know how to clear a room here. Just mark everyone as yes. Is everyone in agreement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the minutes?
Okay. Yeah, I would pick both nights.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So
6-0?
Yes.
Okay.
There are no citizen comments.
We
cleared the building again. Any other business allowed by law?
Just one.
Yes, sir.
I would certainly like to thank the Department of Planning and Development, Department of Zoning, whatever we're calling it these days.
Planning, Development, Extension, Education.
for their hospitalities, I'm new to this committee and I have thoroughly enjoyed learning and working with you all, and certainly will have continued correspondence in the future that will be probably in reduced capacity. So just thank you, seriously.
Second.
Oh, I have a first and a second. All in favor of that? Yes, thank you guys so much. Committee members, I want to thank you. You guys have done a great job over the last year? 6 months? I don't know how long since January that we combined the committees. It's been a struggle for some and very educational, I'm sure. So, Andy?
Yeah, I'd actually like to thank the committee for just supporting our department, you know, with you guys coming on, it was a learning experience for you and for us as well. And we just want to thank your time on the committee here and representing us. And we really appreciate, again, your support for us as we went through this the last year or 2 years for some of you.
Anything else?
Thank you to Kim for bringing the cookies. Sorry that I'm.
You're welcome.
Sorry,
oh, and happy birthday to Aaron Holmeyer.
Yep.
You're saying?
So how old is that?
He's 28, just like me.
27.
No, the sad thing is 39. He probably really is 28. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. I have a first by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Holman. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you guys.
I will say,
unbelievable day. It is amazing.